GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Wednesday, August 12, 2026. Compiled Wednesday, August 12, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, judybyington.com. World under martial law. Global military alliance has seized mainstream media. International shipping hubs, port authorities under quarantine. Over 80,000 military operations units deployed in financial, political capitals as new gold-backed global financial system and med beds activate worldwide. Judy Note, word from valid military sources was that on Monday, August 10, 2026, the Global Military Alliance initiated full seizure of the mainstream media broadcasting networks and corporate news headquarters. The transition to worldwide martial law was now 100% complete. The military had complete oversight of critical infrastructure and the old cabal power structure was unable to recover or communicate. Now all secure broadcast channels were on standby for the imminent broadcast of documentary archives and prosecution logs across all intercepted networks. There was a full deactivation of global satellite communication backbones used by the corporate media and deep state command cells. All was in preparation for implementation of the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS. Interpol and the Global Military Command have executed simultaneous raids on Central Intelligence Black Site archives, recovering decades of hidden financial records, blackmail vaults and direct order logs. In the process, the Global Military Alliance exposed direct funding trails to the cabal's global financial manipulation campaigns. The emergency special operations teams confiscated multibillion dollar offshore gold reserves and digital asset vaults tied to compromised sovereign wealth funds. Space Force defense units have neutralized foreign satellite infrastructure used by elite cabal networks for encrypted command and control operations. A massive military sweep across elite private islands and subterranean facility networks has confirmed a complete neutralization of rogue operations and underground human logistics nodes. International shipping hubs and port authorities have been placed under strict military quarantine in order to prevent high-profile elites from escaping via private maritime fleets and diplomatic aircraft. Over 80,000 military police and special operations units have been deployed across major financial and political capitals in order to secure critical infrastructure during the ongoing global transition. Allied command structures have confirmed that the asset recovery and trials infrastructure was operating at full capacity. There have been mass detentions of senior international corporate directors and financial technocrats who were implicated in designing global supply chain bottlenecks and artificial scarcity networks. Compromised executive boards and corrupt political figures were being transferred directly to secure facilities. Over 100,000 military tribunal prosecutors and investigators have been deployed across secure jurisdictions to process millions of pages of recovered digital evidence and witness depositions. Evidence has been obtained in many ways. Deep within subterranean command nodes, military intelligence teams have successfully extracted the master cryptographic keys to global surveillance networks, permanently severing the communication lines of shadow directorates. Simultaneous tactical incursions target deep underwater fiber-optic repeaters and orbital relay stations, cutting off the clandestine data loops utilized by international syndicates for market manipulation and coordinate sharing. Forensic accounting units secure multi-trillion dollar corporate ledgers hidden inside sovereign tax havens, mapping out the exact capital flows that funded decades of covert geopolitical engineering. Autonomous defense grids have activated across major continental sectors to enforce absolute airspace sovereignty, grounding all unregistered corporate aircraft and intercepting maritime vessels attempting unauthorized transit. The transition to distributed local governance and hard asset monetary settlement was now enforced by joint task forces that have replaced centralized compliance monopolies. Evidence vaults containing classified medical patents, suppressed energy designs and advanced propulsion schematics are preparing for public release via decentralized quantum nodes. The architecture of control has been permanently dismantled. The final phases of the systemic restructuring were unfolding. The old paradigm was gone. Emergency quantum broadcast networks were prepared to stream unedited evidence logs and witness testimonies across all intercepted channels worldwide. It was recommended that you maintain secure communications and monitor verified channels for live updates. Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, in connection with the global currency reset, emergency economic measures have been activated to freeze assets linked to exposed shell corporations and offshore accounts. Central bank hubs across Switzerland, London and New York were under audit as authorities unwind decades of illicit funding used to sustain the cabal's global operations. Over 200 major corporate entities, media conglomerates and pharmaceutical fronts were facing immediate asset freezes. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, Representative Chip Roy, Sharia law is inconsistent with Western civilization. Sharia is inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, the Declaration and the rule of law in our country. That is why we've been putting forward legislation. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, the Quantum Financial System, QFS, was an AI-driven, asset-backed financial model that transforms the global economy. Unlike the current fiat-based system, susceptible to manipulation by central banks and governments, the QFS was grounded in tangible assets like gold, platinum, and silver. It offers a secure, transparent, and incorruptible alternative, aimed at eradicating the vulnerabilities of the paper-based monetary system. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, it's official, Trump signs major vaccine executive order, new childhood schedule reduces routine recommendations, expands parental choice, RFK Jr. stands with president, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, August 6, 2026, Trump signed executive order 2026-1947, which declassified med-bed protocols, allowing them to be released for use of the general public. Distribution to civilian centers begins in September 2026. Friday, August 7, 2026, the quantum financial system went live. Sunday, August 9, 2026, the Nizara storm broke wide open. The old fiat slave system began collapsing in real time as Trump unleashed the greatest wealth transfer in history. Monday, August 10, 2026, Trump dissolved the Federal Reserve and IRS, plus activated Nizara Jazara. Tier 4B, US, the Internet Group, protocol for the global currency reset went active and free MedBed home unit shipments began for patriots worldwide, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Wednesday, August 12, 2026, Starlink EBS phased activation begins with loud alerts of live streams. Sunday, August 23, 2026, the QFS will go live for the general public. It's the dawn of financial transparency, accountability and freedom from cabal control, Quantum Financial System Intel on Telegram. Tuesday, September 1, 2026, the Quantum Financial System officially moves from testing to live global sync. Redemption centers open for the general public. Major banking grids will begin quiet shutdown procedures as transactions reroute through the QFS network. The Federal Reserve, IMF, and SWIFT systems will freeze cross-border operations while asset-backed settlements activate in real time. Mid-February 2027, under Trump's Patriot Wealth Directive, restitution and reparation, RANDR, payouts will begin mid-February, direct gold-backed compensation for IRS fraud, vaccine injury, banking theft, and more. The Iraqi parliament was expected to release their new dinar rate by Saturday, 14 August. Tuesday, September 1, 2026, the new gold-backed global financial system will be active and redemption centers will be open worldwide in 209 nations. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, Bruce, the Big Call Universe. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, QFS goes live soon. The fiat system's final days have begun. Redemption centers to activate on September 1, 2026. The countdown has started. The fiat system is crumbling no matter how much they lie. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, September 1, 2026, the transition begins, Tier 4B Nizara Jazara on Telegram. On Tuesday, September 1, 2026, the quantum financial system officially moves from testing to live global sync. Major banking grids will begin quiet shutdown procedures as transactions reroute through the QFS network. The Federal Reserve, IMF, and SWIFT systems will freeze cross-border operations while asset-backed settlements activate in real time. Governments will start recalibrating national ledgers to gold-based reserves. Key nations, the US, Netherlands, India, Brazil, and Japan, are confirmed for first wave integration. Encrypted broadcasts will announce the new digital-to-physical conversion standard. Expect market volatility, temporary outages, and data synchronization delays. This is the crossover point. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, National Emergency. Trump ignites NYSERDA payouts, $3.5 trillion in seized elite funds surging to verified patriots as globalists launch desperate sabotage to stop the reset, Tier 4B NYSERDA Jazara on Telegram. On Sunday, August 9, 2026, the NYSERDA storm broke wide open. The old fiat slave system began collapsing in real time as Trump unleashed the greatest wealth transfer in history. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, global financial reset and asset seizure underway following recent tribunal disclosures, NYSERDA Jazara connected on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, the Treasury official WHO watched the old system die, what happened on August 10, Web 3.0 ISO 20022 on Telegram. I spent 19 years inside the U.S. Treasury Department. I watched the Federal Reserve operate. I watched the SWIFT system process trillions. I watched the fiat currency machine run the world. On August 10, 2026, at 6:47 EST, I watched it begin to collapse. Not a crash. Not a panic. A controlled demolition. Planned. Authorized. Executed. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, mass arrests, detentions, evidence gathering, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Global Military Alliance secures mainframe access to central intelligence and deep state data servers, exposing direct funding trails to global manipulation campaigns. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, complete shutdown of compromised SWIFT financial messaging nodes and commercial banking verification gateways, Tier 4B ISO 2022 on Telegram. Global command structures confirm that the transition to direct military oversight of critical infrastructure is 100% complete. The old power structure is unable to recover or communicate. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, Supreme Court breaking, Justice Alito is staying, Trump celebrates, great news for our country. American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, Mamdani video goes viral, his own words about identity and political power ignite a firestorm, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, Trump helps bring Marine veteran Robert Gilman home after 1,666 days in Russia, no prisoner swap, no concessions, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, Besant versus the fake rebel. Who really made Abdul el-Sayed, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, James Clapper, and James Comey are all traitors to the United States of America and its citizens. And the Russia collusion hoax, the numerous impeachments, stolen elections, money laundering, slander campaigns, psychological operations, assassination attempts, etc., that they put Donald Trump and the American people through for years proves it. The Schiff on Telegram. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, Global Military Command authorizes nationwide emergency broadcasting overrides to transmit 10 days of hidden documentary evidence and confessions directly to all public screens, TIE 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Sunday, August 9, 2026, mass cyber blackouts neutralize corporate data centers and deep state communication backbones. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, XRP, NYSERDA Jazara, QFS 3.0, and the National Quantum Initiative Act, the financial revolution uncovered. Quantum financial system intel on Telegram. Breaking the chains of financial control, XRP, NYSERDA Jazara, QFS 3.0, and the National Quantum Initiative Act. See Daily Reports. Tuesday, August 11, 2026, The Fall of Babylon, The Great Unmasking, The Veil is Finally Tearing Apart.
What began with the exposure of the medical matrix during C.D. and the unmasking of the Vatican Wuhan Silk Road Serpent Network is now reaching its ultimate climax.
Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. The final stronghold of the cabal is crumbling from within. Israel is last because it holds the master keys to the global illusion. See Daily Reports. Out.